A member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, singer-songwriter Maxine Brown Russell, has died in Little Rock. She was 87 years old. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on her career.
Maxine Brown was part of a trio performing with her siblings Jimette Brown and sister Bonnie Brown. This song hit number one on Billboard's Hot 100 pop and country music charts in 1959.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
The Three Bells was also nominated for a Grammy. Arkansas host Stephen Cook.
She was born in Louisiana, and then the family came to Southeast Arkansas. Sparkman is where they eventually settled, and the family all sang, and the siblings, of course, went to great fame, one of the most famous Arkansas groups of their time in the 50s.
Temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
The Browns appeared on TV shows like The Ed Sullivan Show, American Bandstand, and The Jerry Lewis Show.
You know, everyone makes a big thing about how siblings have this certain je ne sais quoi when they sing together. And there's something about the Browns that was very angelic. It was very crystalline, their sound. It was not a rough, honky-tonk country sound. It was, Chet Atkins was their biggest a fan and producer at RCA Records, and he's known for this crystal sound, and that's what the Browns had, and that song, The Three Bells, exemplifies that.
The first big hit for the Browns came in 1954.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me.
Their breakthrough song was written by Maxine, and this is how young they were. It was an incident, I think it was her nephew. They were all very young when they got started. But this was an incident that happened in school. And anyway, it's called Looking Back to See. And that's really got more of Maxine vocal on that. And it's really catchy. And that's what kind of sort of started them on their road to stardom. And then they had, you know, these other big hits.
Now listen, baby, it don't make any difference to me. Even if you're a Model T, you're as cute as you can.
In 2005, Maxine Brown's autobiography, Looking Back to See, was published by the University of Arkansas Press. It was at that time that Stephen Cook first met her.
What made her interesting, at least in the times that I got to know her, was that she really told it like it is and told it like it was. And her autobiography pulls no punches at all for anyone. And so it was really refreshing to talk to her, to interview her, and to have her not, you know, there's no shame, and just like, here's what happened, warts and all. And this guy that I really find interesting is this Fenton Robinson, who was her manager, or the Browns manager at the time. He's from BB, but they met, I think, in California, but had for those that want to read her story, these chapters are called We Get Screwed and Screwed Again. That I love about her. This is, to me, a pretty good example of how she did not pull any punches in her autobiography.
A publicist says Maxine Brown Russell died Monday, surrounded by her family, in hospice care in Little Rock. She was 87. Her brother Jimette Brown died in 2015, and sister Bonnie Brown died in 2016. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.